dreams. You gave me faith, then took my hope. Look at me now.
Look at me. See what love and you have done to me. Look at my face. See how crying has left its trace. After you made me all your own, then you left me all alone. You made your words sound so sweet, knowing that your love I couldn't keep.
My heart cries out for your touch, but you're not there. And the lonely cry fades in the air.
Love is here.
The CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Officials in New Mexico said today that actor Gene Hackman and his wife died days apart. She died of hantavirus, which is transmitted by rodents. Hackman died of heart disease days later. He also had severe signs of Alzheimer's. CBS's Carter Evans.
The interesting part here is the timeline, because Gene Hackman's pacemaker showed activity all the way up to February 18th, suggesting that he was alive for a full week after his wife died. The question now is, what exactly was going on during that week? Was he trying to get help for his wife? Had he become disabled and he couldn't call for help?
Hackman was 95. Health officials are warning the measles outbreak in Texas and New Mexico could spread rapidly. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Tarrant County, Texas.
The state is now at 198 confirmed cases, a majority of them, 137, in far west Texas in Gaines County. And the state says that it's a small Mennonite community there that is really being impacted.
President Trump today threatened sanctions on Russia for its latest offensive in Ukraine, but he also said he believes President Putin wants peace.
Yeah, no, I believe him. I believe him. I think we're doing very well with Russia. But right now they're bombing the hell out of Ukraine, and Ukraine, I'm finding it more difficult, frankly, to deal with Ukraine.
National Security Advisor Mike Waltz will take part in the upcoming talks with Ukraine.
Secretary Rubio, myself and Ukrainian delegation will be meeting in Saudi Arabia next week to get these talks back on track, get the ceasefire in place, and drive peace home.
Several states are suing the Trump administration over its mass firings of federal workers. They're citing a 149% increase in state jobless claims. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said today the president's economic policies are creating uncertainty, but the Fed is waiting for more information before making any moves on interest rates.
As we parse the incoming information, we are focused on separating the signal from the noise as the outlook evolves. We do not need to be in a hurry, and we are well positioned to wait for greater clarity.
At this hour, a South Carolina man is said to become the first executed by firing squad in 15 years. Law professor John Banzhoff.
South Carolina forces prisoners to choose between three different alternatives. In his lawyer's words, that's between a violent death by firing squad, a torturous death by lethal injection, or electrocution, which he says is basically frying his client.
The Dow finished the day 222 points higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This sandwich is not just spicy, it's flavorful.
Hi, this is Patayo.
And this is Elsa.
And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick.
Because the spice comes in at just the right moment.
Oh, no, no, no. A little thing I love is that cilantro lime sauce. It's a fun blend of zesty and bold. That's what really makes me happy. Are you going to eat all your fries?
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Business taxes. was stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost, so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
A new study has some sobering statistics about mass shootings. Wendy Gillette has that.
The research shows 1 in 15 U.S. adults have been present at a mass shooting in their lifetime, and more than 2% have been injured in such an incident. Study author and University of Colorado Boulder sociology professor David Pyrus.
The top line findings would suggest that exposure to mass shootings is far more widespread than we had originally anticipated.
The study finds those who are part of Generation Z were at greatest risk compared to older generations. It was published in the journal JAMA Network Open. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
There are new clues into the disappearance of a Portland family back in 1958. A diver claims he found their station wagon. A barge with a crane attached was set to pull the car out of the Hood River, but there's significant debris. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight. A low in the mid-20s. For the weekend, more sunshine than clouds and warmer. High in the mid-40s Saturday, low 50s Sunday. Dry through most of next week and warm. Lots of 40s and 50s, even some 60s. Currently 35 degrees.
Walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Mercy.
Pretty woman, won't you pardon me, pretty woman?
News.
news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good evening, just after 6 o'clock. Welcome to the weekend, finally here. And the weekend means high school sports tonight. Dick Graceffa calls the Park game tonight. Big implications for the state tournament. Pre-game at 6:30, tip-off at 7, Park High School on WRJN.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. And I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it, you broke it, oh, no. These eyes watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend.
Pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Say goodnight and stay.
Timeless Hits on WRJN. Beach Boys, Wouldn't It Be Nice? You know, I remember when I first heard that song, I thought, yeah, it would be nice. Someone to just fall asleep and sleep together. And the older I got, the longer I was married, I thought the Dick Van Dyke idea of twin beds made a lot of sense. You get all the covers. You get your feet where you want them. No cold feet on your legs in the morning. I don't know. Things change as you grow older, right? WRJN, Doobies.
The purpose of a man is to love.
Mindbenders, the game of love on WRJN for 98 years. Your home for local news, timeless hits, and high school sports. Well, Park playing a big game tonight. We've got the call of the game for you at 7 o'clock with the tip-off pregame at 6:30. If you're here for the first time in a while because you're looking forward to the basketball game, give us a listen for a few minutes. See if you like the music we're playing. And then think about it, too, if you want to stay up to date on local news. We've got it all for you, along with tonight's basketball game. It's all here on WRJN. Give us a try, tell a friend, and come back and visit again soon.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Racine Youth Sports. Get your kids in the game with registrations now available for baseball and flag football leagues starting in the spring. Racine Youth Sports teaches good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, teamwork, and sports fundamentals in a positive and caring environment. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 sports registration certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
W-R-J-N. You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true.
Get much more timeless than Elvis. Don't be cruel on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and high school basketball. Park coming up next at 6:30 with the pregame. 7 o'clock tip-off with Dick Graceffa here on your home for local news, timeless hits, and high school sports. WRJN.
All the leaves are fine.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovell with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Listening to a special sports presentation on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. It's time for high school sports with Racine sportscaster Dick Graceffa. All season long, we're covering the best prep games here on WRJN. Now let's head out to the game and Dick Graceffa.
86 teams across five divisions began tournament play Tuesday night for a chance to play for a gold basketball. Beginning on March 20th from the Park Fieldhouse at High School Tournament Basketball on DG Sports. Tonight it's the Division II regional semifinal game between the number 8 seeded Milwaukee Bradley Tech Trojans, 14-11 overall, versus the number 1 seed Park Panthers, 22-2 overall. Hello again, everyone. Dick Rassef along with Dylan Dooley producing the broadcast. The Trojans advanced to this regional semifinal game by defeating the number 9 seed Tanner Varitas 100-40 in a play-in game. The Trojans are led by Jakari Smith, 19 points per game, Rashad Fenner, 18 points per game, and Arville Lockhart, 16 points per game. The Panthers are led in scoring by Jackson Moss, 21 points per game, Isaiah Robinson, 16 points per game, and Zari Gwynn, 14 points per game. My keys to the game for the Trojans, they're going to want to play up-tempo with the Panthers. Their big three must score in bunches to have a chance to win, and they got to keep constant pressure on the Panther guards. My keys to the game for the Panthers will want to dictate the pace of the game. They'll get good perimeter shooting, hopefully, from their guard play, and they must do better tonight now that it's tournament time at the charity stripe to win these ball games. And with that, I'll bring in Dylan Dooley because we're still several minutes away from the teams being able to come onto the court. They are not allowed to come on the court for practice until 6:45 p.m. and we'll tip off at 7 p.m. There are no more JV1, JV2 games, so all these games will start right at 7 p.m. So let's bring in Dylan Dooley right now to get his first impressions of what we see here at the Park Fieldhouse.
Thanks, Dick. Looking forward to our game here tonight. Beautiful fieldhouse. Love coming down to Park to call games. We've been here a few times already this year. Both of these teams tonight looking to continue their season, looking to stay alive, and they both hope to play into Saturday and continue down the road. Park's a very strong team. Bradley Tech, they're a solid team. They're no write-off by any stretch of the imagination. Park will have to be sure to play their A game here tonight. Bradley Tech had a few players out injured for parts, bits and pieces of the year. I think Travis and Colton Wilson, when they put out their previews, they were kind of talking about it a little bit. So we'll see what kind of impact they have, how much film Coach Robbins and the Park Panthers were able to watch on them. But they were key contributors for this Bradley Tech team. So we'll see what they could do here tonight. I'm looking forward to this game. I think it'll be a lot closer than a typical 1-9. But you never know. That's why they play the game. And looking forward to whatever happens here tonight.
Yeah, Dylan, and let's not get carried away by the record that the Trojans come in with, that 14-11 mark. It will in no way be an easy game tonight for the Park Panthers. I'm still picking the Park Panthers to win, but I think we're in for a competitive ball game tonight. Let's take a moment now, since we have the time, to run through real quickly our teams that we will be focusing on that are still in the tournament. We'll first mention Racine Horlick was defeated on Tuesday night by Milwaukee Riverside, so they were eliminated, but still in Division One, getting ready for a tough game tonight are the Case Eagles. They're the number 10 seed. They're at Kenosha Bradford tonight, the number 7 seed. Another team we'll be watching. Hopefully they're going to go very far in the tournament. The number one seeded Waterford Wolverines will host the number nine Pius the 11th Catholic after they defeated Union Grove on Tuesday night. So Union Grove was also eliminated. We mentioned that we will have Park here tonight. And again, our dream come true would be to get Waterford and Racine Park in that sectional final, which would guarantee us a team to play at the Kohl Center. In Division III tonight, and hopefully we'll get updates on these two games, the number three seeded Racine Lutheran Crusaders, they'll be hosting the number six Autobahn Technology, who defeated Milwaukee North on Tuesday night to advance. The number two seeded St. Catharines Angels will be hosting Mesmer tonight after Mesmer defeated Crystal Ray Jesuit Tuesday night to advance to that semifinal game at St. Catharines. And finally, the Prairie School Hawks, they'll be at Salaam tonight. That game actually is being played at Milwaukee South. But the Prairie School, the number six seed, is playing Salaam, the number three seed. The Prairie School defeated the number 11 seeded Milwaukee Lifelong Learning on Tuesday night, 75-48, to advance to this regional semifinal.
Dick, I actually have an update. They started that one early here tonight. At halftime, Salaam is up 24-20 over the Prairie School at half.
Okay, and again, hopefully Dylan will be giving us updates all night. Hopefully, I would think we'll be getting scores from the two schools, Racine Lutheran and Racine St. Catharines. We'll try our best to keep an eye on the Case Eagles, too, and the Waterford Wolverines, but the two local teams playing in Racine tonight, besides Park, we should be able to get updates on those two teams, and both Dylan and I are in total agreement. We expect them to advance to that regional final, which would be played at the McGuire Gym Bob Letch floor tomorrow night, starting again at 7 p.m. sharp. The Park Panthers, they've made their way onto just outside of the gym floor, which is allowed, but not allowed to go on the floor until 6:45. So at this time, we'll take a moment to do the Travis Wilson Sports.Minute for this week.
Over 85,000 student-athletes participate in high school athletics in the state of Wisconsin every year. WSN, Wisconsin Sports Network, is an integrated publishing company with a focus on student-athletes, their communities, families, friends, fans, and coaches. Their website, wissports.net, is a terrific resource for everything high school sports. As a proud WSN media partner, we're happy to bring you this message from wissports.net manager Travis Wilson.
A big week for winter sports state tournaments, plus hoops action continues. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a wissports.net minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Three more winter sports will head to state championship play this week. At the UW Fieldhouse, the team wrestling state tournament takes place Friday and Saturday. Four-time defending champion Kaukauna is unbeaten in dual meets and the top seed in Division I. Three-time defending D3 champion Fenimore moves up to Division II this year as the 4 seed. Championship matchups for all divisions will be contested on Saturday. The Boys and Girls Hockey State Championships will be held Thursday through Saturday at Bob Suter's Legacy 20 Arena in Middleton. Two-time defending state champion Notre Dame grabbed the 3 seed in Boys Division I. Tomahawk is the top seed in D2. On the girls' side, both last year's champion, the Central Wisconsin Storm, and the runner-up Bay Area Ice Bears are returning to the state tournament. The WIAA Gymnastics State Championship will also be held this weekend in Wisconsin Rapids. One of the headliners will be senior Avery Ash of Rice Lake, the Division II all-around champion last year, who also claimed event titles in the vault and balance beam. Girls Hoops playoff action continues with sectional semifinals on Thursday and sectional finals on Saturday. Boys basketball has regional play Friday night, followed by regional finals on Saturday. Be sure to visit wisports.net for full previews, reactions, scores, and schedules. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
All right, thank you to Travis Wilsons for that wisports.net Minute. As he's always very informative. A lot of tournament action going on. Good luck to two local girls teams that'll be playing tomorrow for the right to go to state in Green Bay. And that's the Union Grove Lady Broncos and the Prairie School Lady Hawks as they both advance to sectional final play tomorrow with their wins last night. So good luck to both of them as they will play for the right to go to their state tournament tomorrow. And some of those games are in the afternoon. Other ones are at night.
I'm looking forward to the Union Grove Tosa East game tomorrow. They're playing at Whitefish Bay High School at 1 o'clock for Division II. They played last year. And Tosa East beat them in that game. So Union Grove will be looking to get revenge and that they can go to state this year instead of Tosa East. I was able to see Tosa East last night against Whitefish Bay. Craig Council, former manager of the Brewers, was in the house. It was a good game. They won by 15, I think it was, Tosa East. So Union Grove will definitely have their hands full tomorrow.
All right, thank you, Dylan. Well, we have the starters for the Park Panthers, so we'll give you those. We do not have starters for the Bradley Tech Trojans. So starting tonight for the Park Panthers, starting at guard, 6'1" sophomore Zari Gwynn. Starting at guard, 6' senior Isaiah Robinson. Starting at forward, 6'4" senior Cam Betker. Starting at guard, 6' sophomore Cole Betker. And starting at forward, 6'7" senior Jackson Moss. Your head coach, Casey Robbins, with the number one seeded Park Panthers. They'll be dressed, by the way, the Panthers tonight in their home white uniforms with the orange and blue trim. The Trojans from Bradley Tech will be dressed in their purple away uniforms with white trim. And again, don't let the 14-11 mark deceive you from the Bradley Tech Trojans, because they play in that tough Milwaukee City Conference, which, by the way, has 3 divisions to it.
Yep, they... A lot of teams within the MPS bubble, they don't co-op the same way that they do for football, a lot of them. So there's a lot more teams and a lot more opportunities for athletes to play basketball, you know, high school athletics, I should say.
And again, as Dylan on the way down here, we were talking about this. Actually, the Park Panthers played Bradley Tech last year in the tournament and had that big sizable lead at halftime, which I can remember Dylan reporting that. We kind of laughed like, okay. And they ended up only winning by a bucket. So we expect this to be a very competitive game. We'll see how it plays out. But hopefully we'll have at least three teams make it to sectional play next week. So both teams are on the floor now doing their pregame drill. And we'll take a few moments here. I think we'll step away for 60 seconds to hear from our sponsors and patrons as you're listening to high school tournament basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Basketball on DG Sports, covering all 10 Racine City and County schools.
Thank you for that, Dylan. And just a reminder that Dylan and I will be announcing the third team of that 16th annual all broadcast team at the conclusion tonight before we totally sign off. So that would be after, hopefully, we'll have a interview with the winning coach, Casey Robbins. But again, we'll see how things play out tonight. And then before we sign off, we will announce the third team of the 16th annual all-broadcast team. So just to talk a little bit about that, Dylan, not giving too much away. Some were no-brainers to make the team, and I think some people will be surprised with other people that were selected on the team.
Yeah, you know, you go through the list, make your decisions for your all-broadcast team, and, you know, there's, yeah, a good mix of some top teams, some, you know, middle-of-the-road teams. You kind of cover everybody, and that's the nice thing about us is we don't have to stick to a specific conference. We're able to mix and match and pull from the entire county, all the teams that you cover. So it makes your decisions at times harder and at times easier because you're able to kind of pick and choose. You don't have to stick to a specific conference. So that's one of the nice things about doing the entire county. But it also at times can make your life a little difficult because you do have so much talent down here in this part of the state. So being able to highlight all of them is a challenge at times.
And again, for our listeners, I do get input from the coaches because sometimes decisions are tough to make, and I get input from coaches to help me with those decisions. And one last thing I'll say about the all-broadcast team for the 16th year. There are repeat performers on it again this year. And I think I've had it every year pretty much where there's been some repeat players that have come, made it again this year.
Yeah, it's not a senior-only award, anybody's eligible, freshman to senior. Has to be one of your 10 teams you cover. So that's the nice thing. You know, a kid can make it all 4 years. A kid can make it once in his 4 years. Who knows? Just depends on how they play that season and what, you know, how you feel about all the rest of the talent within the 10 teams you cover.
Yes, and since Dylan brought that up, there's only been one individual that's made it all 4 years, and that was from St. Catharines, Tyrese Hunter. He made it all 4 years. No one has made it since then all 4 years. We've had some three-year people have repeated 3 years in a row, but not 4 years. But we'll see. That could change. As they say, records are there to be broken. So we'll see. But again, talking to a few park personnel, they're not taking this game lightly. They think it'll be a competitive game, and we did learn that one of the best players for the Trojans, who had missed most of the season, came back 3 games ago. I guess they actually referred to him as their best player on the team. So he's been back for 3 games, and he'll play tonight. But again, we apologize. We did not get starters for the Trojans, so until they're announced, we will not have them. But again, we gave you the starters for the Park Panthers. Again, it's Gwynn Robinson, the two Beckard brothers, Cam and Cole, and Moss. And typically, I think the last 3 times we've covered the Park Panthers, that's been their lineup.
Yeah, I mean, one of their big things to success this year, similar to Waterford, is that they've ran the same lineup the whole year long, and that they haven't really wavered from that lineup. I think that's kind of contributed to their success. As they always say, if it's not broken, don't fix it.
And again, the two teams still on the floor taking their practice shots and warm-up tosses. And I see the Park Panthers, Dylan. They're at that charity stripe, shooting free throws.
Yep, that's one thing that we've seen this year: inconsistency at the line from Park. So we'll see if that plays a factor tonight at all. Trying to see if we got another update from that Prairie game, but he has not posted a new update yet. I'm guessing because they had halftime 20 minutes ago that the second half would just be starting here. But we'll be pulling scores from many different teams, many different conferences, specifically the teams we cover, of course, but we'll try to bring you as many different scores that we can that are relevant to the ones that we do cover.
All right, so both teams are assembling for the playing of our national anthem.
Star Farm.
right, that was our national anthem, performed by one of the Park students. So now we should be able to get the starters as they're announced. For the Tech Trojans.
And tonight's starting lineup.
And again, they come in 14-11 overall.
Number zero, Trevion Rogerty. Number one, Tristan McLeod. Number three, Arbel Lockhart. Number five, Shakari Smith. And number 24, Amir Sershi.
Alright, the Park Panthers being introduced now as they turn down the lights.
And now, your starting lineup, Park Panthers. Number one, sophomore, Zion Quigley. Number two, senior, Isaiah
Right, so it'll be Moss jumping for the Park Panthers. WRJN Racine. And Jakari Smith jumping for the Trojans. There's the tip, and it's controlled as it goes out of bounds. So it should go over to Park, I would think, as they knocked it out of bounds. So it will be the Panthers to inbound from the sidelines. It'll be Robinson. Now we got a discussion going on as to where it should be inbounded. They get it into Becker, back to Robinson. He throws it across court to Cam Becker. They go inside to Moss.